ABC Radio Australia.
The government of Palau markets the country as a pristine paradise, but the people of Narralong State are fighting to preserve their piece of that paradise by overturning plans for a massive sand mining project. As Richard Hewitt reports, it's feared that the deal signed with the state authority by the Japanese company RAM will threaten the local environment and the community's livelihood.
The people of Narralong are trying to undo a done deal, one that was signed off by the previous governor of their state and one which the present governor, Richard Nigratrung, only found out about during his successful election campaign. As more details of the plan have filtered through to the local community, so the outrage has grown over the potential impact on what is the most abundant and productive reef in Palau. That outrage came to a head at a public forum organised by Ann Singeo, Executive Director of Ebil Society, a non-profit organisation for environmental protection and conservation.
The proposed project for sand mining is extreme. It is huge. Two states together create the same size of the area that's going to be impacted.
The area earmarked for mining is critical for the local community in terms of subsistence fishing and food gathering. The mining contract has a 50-year lifespan and RAM can take an unlimited amount of sand. But Ann Singeo says the deal is such that there may be precious little return for the Narralong people.
We've also heard that this project may be linked to other major development projects that are proposed to take place in Palau. And so if they do decide to just use the sand to build those structures to support the development, then they're not selling the sand. And so in the end, Narralong has just given away all its coastal waters to a Japanese company to mine for free for the next 50 years.
Governor Nigratrung told the forum he can't do anything with the agreement, but he offered some encouragement by saying that if there's something that needs to be fixed, it's up to the community. Now doubt has been cast over the deal itself, with suggestions that while it was endorsed by the local assembly, it may not have gained the two-thirds majority required. And Roxanne Blessam, executive officer at the Environmental Quality Protection Board, says there is also a question mark over water grading, which could prevent the scheme from going ahead.
The public has time to review a change in the rules, and if there are comments, then the applicant is required to respond to those. The board takes the comments from the community very seriously, and that's why the board tried to get as much comment as possible on the project.
Ann Singeo says another factor at play is the threat mining would pose to some of Palau's most endangered species.
The people of this community have taken care of the area very well. A lot of the observations and studies have noted the area to be a critical marine habitat for some of the most critically endangered species like the Palau dugong. Not only that, it is a major feeding and nesting ground for hawksbill turtle, which is also a critically endangered species.
Governor Nigratrung has issued a clarion call to the people of Narralong to press for a public hearing and to explore the possibility of court action. At the EQPB, Roxanne Blessam says a public hearing could well be crucial for the local community in their fight to get the mining project overturned.
We sent out the environmental assessment to 14 agencies in Palau, and of course, Narralong State Government, Legislature and Office of Governors. And we did receive a lot of comments on this project with the request that there be a public hearing on this project. The site is very important to the community, and the community want to know in detail what the project will entail.
The RAM Group have apparently already invested $1.8 million in mining equipment, but the Narralong people appear determined to ensure that that equipment is never put to use unless major changes are made to the sand mining contract, and maybe not even then.